Hello, this is Whitney Crow, Mississippi State Extension entomologist. Today is Monday, June 29th, and I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about kind of where we are in the season up until this point, some of the issues that we've had. So depending on where you are in the state, I would say that there are variable stages of all of our crops. There was a whole bunch of corn and soybeans that were planted really early that are looking really great. And hopefully those soybeans that were planted early and are doing really well will likely outrun the majority of our insect pests. So when we talk about just soybean management in general, that the best insecticide you can have is early planting date. So if you're in that earlier planting window, you'll likely not have an issue with some of our soybean pests, hopefully. I would say a lot of times, remember with stink bugs, they're going to be seed feeders, so they're going to be popping up once there are pods and seeds on those particular plants. And then a lot of our defoliating caterpillars aren't oftentimes going to show up across the state until August and September. So if you do have later planted beans, just keep that in mind, especially in the, if you're surrounded by an area with early planted beans, the likelihood is you'll see some carryover from some of those later planted beans the earlier planted beans into the later planted beans. We're still a ways from that. I'll come back and give another update in a couple of months. But what I wanted to talk about today predominantly was around cotton, tarnished plant bug and bollworm management, and Syngenta's new insecticide, Vertinto. So at this point, hopefully the majority of the cotton acres in the state have survived thrips. There was some pretty tough thrips pressure in some areas of the state. Hopefully at this point, we've all moved past that window. I would say the majority of the cotton now is in reproductive stages. So whether that be squaring or some that was planted on the earlier end that's into either the first or second week of flower. I know at this point there's been a few applications of insecticides in some areas. I know in areas where there's been corn, all of these edges next to corn, it seems like there's a really high adult migration happening in some areas of the Delta. So just be mindful that these edge effects, there might be some edge effects where cotton butted up to corn or ditch banks with weeds oftentimes is going to have higher plant bug pressure where you're going to have a harder time retraining that fruit compared to other areas within the field. So be mindful of that. Also, it's been really hot and dry in some other areas, and I know that especially that Clarksdale area that always has issues with spider mites, as well as some other areas in the state, spider mites are starting to pick up, especially now that we're seeing a decrease in some of this rainfall where, again, it's getting hot and dry. And depending on your weed control around your edges, you may see some increases in spider mites. So this is a good time to talk about Syngenta's new product, Vertinto, which has been commercialized and is available. The nice thing about this particular product is that it's going to have activity on tarnished plant bugs and spider mites. So if you know you're in an area where you historically have spider mite issues, there's some areas in the state that can have consistent issues every single year, you might target your insecticide Vertinto application around when spider mites and plant bugs are in the field concurrently. Anybody else that may be just thinking of one singular application of Vertinto, we're going to recommend targeting that first or second week of bloom. Just because this product is not systemic, it does have some translaminar activity, but it's, again, not going to move through the plant. So it's going to be critical that you get good coverage. So the reason why we're recommending targeting the first couple of weeks of bloom is just because by that point, hopefully you've maximized the amount of vegetation that you're going to have on the plant. You're going to get good coverage and get better control with that product. It is important to remember when you're using this product that you're going to need a surfactant. We have data to support an increase in the amount of control associated with this product with the use of a surfactant. So it is imperative that you add that to the tank. And then be mindful that it's going to take a couple of days. Most of our data, we're seeing really good control about 5 days. So I realize that that's not a traditional, like within that window, you're generally coming back within 3 days of that application, maybe even a little bit sooner. So be mindful that this product's going to take a little bit longer to start seeing a decrease in those numbers, but you are going to see an extended residual compared to some of our other products. One of the questions that we've been getting is, you know, how to rotate this. So I would still use your traditional chemistries that you do, that you've been using pre-bloom, and then think about targeting that Vertento again that first and second week of bloom. But that doesn't mean that you can't utilize it in any time period. That's just if we're going to target one particular application, that would be it. There's also conversations going around in these areas where the edges are next to corn, where those plant bugs are a lot worse. You know, there may be more than one application that goes out in that area. So not to say that you have to make one singular application of this product. It's just if you're going to use it one time in a rotation, that's the window. But we've been evaluating this particular product pre-bloom all the way through each week of bloom. It provides good control. It's just when we start talking about the economics, to get the true benefit, you're going to want, you know, a little bit of window to see a decrease in those applications. Also, too, if you happen to be in an area where you have stink bugs, we're going to see some stink bug control. So some people might prefer it to target a little bit later. So there's a lot of different options with this particular product. Just remember that it's not systemic, and so coverage is going to be important. In addition to that, just general plant bug management, I mean, not a lot has changed outside of that. We're still using Diamond Transform Acephate Bifenthrin. Be sure to rotate to the best of your abilities. If you're in areas, especially the Delta, where you have higher pressure, remember that we do see a decrease in that pressure when we make a sequential application within the 4 to 5 day period. Oftentimes it helps us with our control. Also, additionally, when we talk about plant bugs, PIX management, nitrogen, so lowering your nitrogen if you can to help prevent rank cotton, and making sure that you're aggressive enough with your PIX applications, again, to prevent that rank cotton. All of these things are going to help us for plant bug management, so everything that you can incorporate, the better off that will be. Also, at this point, it doesn't seem like right now that bollworm pressure is going to be quite as heavy as it was last year, but there's still a lot of season left to be determined. But hopefully we'll see better control from our three gene technologies. At this point, there's no indication of resistance. There was a little concern last year just because there was a lot of bollworms, so very, very heavy bollworm pressure. There was a lot of worms coming through some of this technology, but I think it was just the sheer number of bollworms in the population. And we did manage to make a collection from some very late season cotton, and it came back susceptible. So just remember that those neonates, those worms have to feed, the neonates have to feed before they can digest the protein and potentially die. So don't be alarmed if you see some couple day old neonates, just give it a little bit of time. If you are concerned when you're making plant bug applications, an acephate bifenthrin application is going to give you some control. It'll buy you a little bit of peace of mind until you can go back and make sure that that technology is working. At any point, if you're not sure and you do start hitting either that larval threshold or that fruit threshold, damage threshold, just call us. We'll be happy to come look at that field. We'll also be happy to make collections, and we'll do it in a timely manner so that if you need to make that insecticide application, that you'll be able to do it timely. The other thing I want to mention is just for everybody to be mindful about the cotton jazzid. So at this point, it sounds like Alabama and Georgia are on par for the same particular pest outlook that they had last year. So they are finding it in some parts of the state. To my knowledge, and based off of a survey, we've not found it in cotton, at least in the state of Mississippi. Not to say that it's not in either hibiscus or other vegetable crops, but just keep in mind that we may have to change, even though we're making plant bug applications, we may have to change our insecticide that we're using if jazzid is present. So Vertento Opod provides good control, but also Bidrin. Be mindful to look on the edges for this particular insect on the fourth node down. These little leaf hoppers are really, really small, and they're oftentimes hard to see. If you see the nymphs on the undersides of the leaves, it's likely a cotton jazzid. Some will equate it to the symptomology that yellowing of the plant might look similar to potassium deficiency, but it's a little bit different once you've seen it. So just be mindful of those couple of things. And if at any point you feel like you've seen this particular insect in cotton, or you're concerned you might have it, just call us. There's a fair amount of information online, but also we can provide you with the information that you need. This particular insect also likes okra, hibiscus. So there's other things you could potentially be looking for it on besides just cotton. We do know that for now it's manageable with some insecticides, and they're managing it really well with two insecticide applications, but there are concerns just because it reproduces very quickly. But there's a lot of things we don't quite understand about this pest that we have a lot of questions about. And as we get more information on it, we'll be sure to disperse that out through the state. But if you find yourself in any situation across any crop or any questions regarding insect management, please feel free to call. My cell phone number is 901-592-8787. Thank you and have a great day.